Welcome back to Mountain Money. Well, I suppose it wouldn't really be St. Patrick's Day if we didn't have a visit from our friends at Flanagan's. J.K. John Kenworthy and Yvonne Timor. They are here with our annual St. Patrick's Day trivia quiz.
Yay!
You got, and as usual, they will undoubtedly stump us. What do you got, J.K.?
Well, thanks for having us, first and foremost. And as we come to the end of a very unpredictable 2026 winter season, we could not be more grateful how it all is turning out for us. We've just been so blessed.
So when you can't ski, you can drink?
It turns out that's the truth. That's the answer to the first trivia question. So clearly in St. Patrick's Day, in honor of Father Flanagan and in honor of St. Patrick, we're going to be hitting up our leprechauns to share some of their pot of the gold with the People's Health Clinic and the Jewish Family Services this year. So yes, we wanted to mention that.
How will that work, J.K.?
We're going to write checks to both of them after our St. Patty's Day celebration.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. The leprechauns are good at that. So we just want to, you know, with all the craziness, both in the winter season and the world right now, we just want Park City to remain the city that unites each and every day. And I'm going to get into the first trivia question, and it's about unity. You ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm betting on Kev. I'm betting on Kev.
I would bet on Kev every time.
Look at that emerald green sweater he's got, folks. Woo. All right, so trivia question number one before I turn over to Ivani. According to the National Retail Federation, what percentage of people in America plan to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
What percentage?
What percentage of people across the country?
36. 36.
Keep going.
More? 90?
62%. Kevin, my man.
Kevin wins.
I'm betting on that emerald green. Ivani, take it over.
Okay, I got the
62%.
62%.
Could we ever get that way in the city? Unified with 62.
If 62% show up at the Flanagan's, it's going to be packed.
We're ready.
All right.
We are ready for everyone. Well, I got the next question.
Okay.
What U.S. president was the first Irish Catholic to be elected to the office?
Okay.
Yeah,
I raised
got
my
it.
Hand.
Kevin's two for two.
Raise your hand. This is radio.
Okay. All right.
Okay, this is a tricky one. Ireland is the second largest European island. Which island is the largest?
European island.
You stumped him.
Britain.
Britain.
No. Oh.
Roger is on the board.
Okay, so in which Irish city will you find the Blarney Stone?
Oh, shoot.
Cork?
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
Good job!
We got ourselves a horse race. 2-2.
Is it Cork or West Cork?
Cork.
Cork. Okay, so...
Don't try to eliminate him. Roger got it right.
What is the term for a young Irish woman or a girl?
Less.
Nope. Try again.
Colleen?
Yes! Look at him. He's going now.
And there he goes.
My Irish blood is coming out.
There he goes.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Okay, this one is, let's see if you guys get this one right. Historically, what color is disrespectful to wear on St. Patty's Day?
Whoa!
Yeah, there you go. He got it.
3-3.
All right, wait. Just for those who don't get it, why is it so disrespectful?
Why is it? That's right. That's correct.
It was the British from the Republic, right?
Correct. We want our freedom. Remember that, Roger?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one is a good one, too. What's the average number of drinks consumed by a person on St. Patty's Day? And let's all drink responsibly.
17.
We're not talking about Park City across the country.
What's the average number of drinks? If you take the Irish, if you take the non-Irish out, maybe you get to 17.
4.2 drinks. That's a lot of drinks.
That's another reason.
So please drink responsibly.
That's another reason that all the ride services will be
what's
here tomorrow.
4.2.
4.2.
Somebody took their fifth drink, had two sips,
and then went,
I think I'm done.
Something like that.
And what do they drink on St. Patrick's Day?
Guinness, the mother's milk.
And Tullamore Dew.
Yes.
And lots of green beer.
Don't forget about Jameson.
I was going to say, as between the Jameson and the Guinness, is a lot more Guinness. Typically.
Oh yeah, we're number one in the state in the history. We've been number one for 18 years in the sale of Guinness beer, wow. And Jameson we can't. We're number two.
Yeah.
There's a pub down in Salt Lake that's a lot bigger than us, and they just outdo us with the Jameson.
But we still can't keep it.
Number one in the country for Guinness sales.
Oh, I would
probably
know.
Manhattan.
Disney World.
Is that right?
No
Look
way.
At you.
I didn't know that.
That's really good. But that's
Kevin
Disney World.
Drop.
Wait. That's multiple bars. That doesn't. That's
Kevin.
Not fair.
That counts for Kevin.
Nah.
He's dropping some serious Irish trivia on us here today.
Okay, let's do this one for the kiddos. Which breakfast cereal has Lucky the Leprechaun as its
Lucky
mascot?
Charms. There Lucky you go.
Who got that?
We both did. That's
okay.
A tie.
Okay,
that's a
push. They're still tied, folks.
Okay, this one is a good one, too. A traditional Irish potato pancake is also known as what? We sell it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, and then you have a whole bunch of them. There's a whole...
There you go.
Four or five of them on the menu.
We're close.
I can't do it.
Starts with a B.
A Boxty. Should we give it to him?
Yeah, give it to him.
Okay.
Let's give it to him. But you gotta come and have a chicken Boxty, by the way, next time you're in Flanagan. So you'll know and you will never forget it.
My favorite is the whiskey chicken Boxty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand why you have Boxties on the menu, but I've never understood why you have curry on the menu. Is that an Irish dish?
We used
curry's
to.
Curry's more of an English thing where, you curries and fries and this and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and now we have it as special here and there. Mm-hmm. So it's really good.
Okay.
So next question. What is Ireland's most popular nickname?
Mick?
Nickname for a person?
No, for Ireland.
For Ireland.
Oh.
For all of Ireland.
Nickname. No, nickname for the country. Emerald Isle?
Yo!
Oh!
We're back into a dead heat, folks, and we're rounding. We're rounding third.
I'm
here we
so
go.
Surprised.
The old Goldmans are making a play here.
The old Goldmans.
Okay, so true or false, Patrick? The patron saint of Ireland was Irish.
False.
Correct. Why is it false? Where was he from?
Was he English?
English,
yeah. There
you go. Oh, woo-hoo! He's moving into the lead.
How did he become the patron saint of Ireland?
He brought Catholicism over to the island.
That's what I thought, yeah.
He brought All right, I'm gonna sneak in one.
Okay.
Why is St. Patrick's Day celebrated on March 17th?
Because the calendar says so.
Mm-hmm. Close enough. Not really. Come on, Roger.
Is it his birthday?
He died on March 17th. It was close.
That's an unusual holiday to celebrate on the day somebody dies.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna give him a half point?
A point two.
All right.
Okay. So who was the actor who won Best Oscar, since Oscars was last night, mm-hmm. who won Best Oscar portraying Father Flanagan?
Spencer Tracy.
Whoa!
God, I was going to come out with Mickey. I was going to get it wrong. I was going to say Mickey Rooney, who, of course, played the kid, right?
And the kicker is he won back-to-back Oscars. Who was the Best Actor Oscars, back-to-back, 38 and 39. Who was the only other actor in Hollywood's history to accomplish that?
Back to backs?
Back to back. Best Oscar. Best actor. Oh, come on.
Flynn?
He's alive.
Come on.
I don't know that one either.
De Niro?
I think he's Irish, too.
Okay, so that takes De Niro out.
What's his name?
That him?
My left foot dude. No?
Tom Hanks.
All right, Tom Hanks is Irish.
We got one more question.
Nah, we should have gotten that. We only have another.
Yvonne, pick the last question. Whichever one you're going to stump him with.
Let's see. You already did that one.
And by the way, there is no Guinness or Jameson in the studio right now. It is.
Unfortunately.
So, how many leaves does a typical clover plant have?
Three.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay, so you told us that you were the number one purveyor of Guinness in the state.
Yes.
My trivia question for you, Yvonne, is how many kegs of Guinness are you likely to go through tomorrow?
Probably 40. 40 kegs. Mm-hmm. It sounds like impossible, but it's not.
And how many gallons
I go through this every single year, and it feels like it's more and more.
So you're swapping out a keg? Yeah. You're swapping out a keg every 15 minutes?
It is. Well, upstairs and downstairs, we go through so much. We have the three bars are open, and, you know.
Guys, we are going to quickly thank our sponsors for the show, because without them, you couldn't do it. That's Columbus Pacific Development with Hendry Residences, San Francisco Design, and America First Credit Union.
All right, and next week on Mountain Money, our guests will include Randy Livingston. He's the former CFO of Stanford University. We're going to be talking about the complex finances of a major university. Probably a slightly more serious conversation than what we had today. Thanks again for being here.